Hello students, now we are going ahead with the chapter number 6 where we are going to discuss the analytics to measure social media impact. In earlier chapters we had discussed many times about analytics and how to measure, but how it creates an impact on the social media and how the analytics helps the brands and services to grow, to understand the problem areas with solutions. Now, why social media analytics matters a lot? The social media platforms have billions of users worldwide. Brand invest heavily in social media marketing. So without analytics, the efforts can go unnoticed and unoptimized. So understanding the social media impact helps to improve the strategies and engagement through analytics. Now, what is the importance of social media marketing and analytics in measuring the brand performances? It determines the effectiveness of marketing strategies. It helps the brand to understand the audience behavior and preferences. It improves the customer engagement and brand loyalty. It helps in budget allocation in marketing efforts. Now, what are the key social media metrics that we should use it to measure? Reach and impressions. How many people saw your content? Engagements, likes, comments, shares, and saves. Click-through rate, that is CTR. Number of users who clicked on the link. Now, conversion rate and sentiment analysis are one of the most important things when we are talking all about analytics. Conversation rate, the number of users who completed the desired action. Sentiment analysis is to understand the audience perception of your brand. Now, there are a few techniques to measure social media impact, a best approach for analytics. First and foremost, any business house or any organization should set a clear goal aligned with the business objectives. Identify the key performance indicators, that is KPIs. Use analytics tools to track the performance and trends. Conduct a competitor's analysis to benchmark the performance. These few things that brand should take care while going for analytics. Now, effective analytics for social media channels. What works for different platforms? There are a few platforms that we are going to discuss today. One is Google Analytics, second is Facebook Insight, third is Instagram Analytics, and fourth is LinkedIn Analytics. In Google Analytics, the track websites visits from social media. In Facebook Insights, they analyze the audience engagements on Facebook. Instagram Analytics monitors the followers' growth and content performances. Whereas in LinkedIn Analytics, evaluates the professional engagements and reach. Google Analytics, how does it help? It always helps to measure the traffic driven from social media channels, track the user's demography and interest, monitors the bounce rate and time spent on a site, helps in optimizing the content for the better engagements. Raw feeders, tracking social media mentions that capture social media data in spreadsheets. The track brand mention and engagements, helps in the competitors benchmarking, allows in the integration with the other data analysis too. Sprout Social Media Advanced Social Media Analytics. It provides a detailed engagements and audience report where it offers the sentiment analysis for the brand perception. Tag performances of social media campaigns. It helps in managing the multimedia or social media accounts at the same time. Now, this is again one of the beautiful tools which can be used by multiple associations for understanding the social media analytics, which is a little bit advanced than the Google Analytics. Now, there is one more tool which can be called as a Simply 365 Comprehensive Social Media Monitoring. Here in this tool, the people can, companies can understand the real-time tracking of the brand mentions and conversations, the customer service management through social media, AI-powered insights for campaign optimization. It helps the business to understand the customer sentiments too in a different way. Now, measuring ROI in social media marketing and how to measure the success. ROI is return on investment. Now, cost per click, that is CPC, determines the efficiency of ad spends. Return on ad spends, that is ROAS, measures the revenue generated from any campaign which is there on the social media. Lead generation, tracking the potential customers' acquisitions. The customer life value, that is CLV, analyze the total value of a customer brings. Now, there are a few challenges in measuring the social media impact and why it is difficult. Because no standardized way to measure the success across any platforms. Attributions issues in tracking conversations from multiple touch points. Constant algorithms changes on social media platforms. Difficulty in measuring the quantitative data like brand perception. The best practice in social media analytics is how to optimize analytics. First and foremost, the thing is that set a SMART. SMART is nothing but specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound goals. Second, use mix of analytic tools for a comprehensive view. Third, regularly analyze the data and adjust the strategies. Fourth, monitor the competitors' activities for benchmarking. Now, there's a small case study which talks about apparel brands analysis. The scenario is a fashion brand noticed a decline in the engagement during a off-season, used analytic tools to track the content performance. The solution is given here. The shifted content focused on trending styles and generate UGC, that is user-generated content, targeted promotions during the high engagement hours. The outcome of this tool, outcome of this analysis is giving 30% increase in online sales, improved the customer interaction and brand awareness, improved the customer interactions and brand awareness in sales. Social media listing and customer engagement is also one of the most important tools. Monitoring the customer's opinions, sentiments, it helps the brand to respond customers' concern in a real time. Again, it identifies the trends and opportunities and engagements. It builds a strong relationship between the audience, with the brand and audience. Crowdsourcing in social media analytics. And how does it work? Engaging the customers to provide feedback and suggestions. Involving the users in content creation and product development. Encourage word of mouth of marketing. Boost the engagements and brand trust. Role of influencers in social media impact and why influencers are more important, because it always expands the brand reach organically, creates authentic engagements with the audience. It increases the trust and credibility for a brand. It helps to reaching the niche market effectively. The role of influencers is one of the most important in today's world. Using the data for better marketing decisions, how to utilize the analytics effectively. First and foremost, identify the peak engagement times and post accordingly. Adjust the content strategy based on the performance trends. Focus on the marketing efforts on high-performing platforms. Experiment with different content formats to see what works the best for the company and the social media platform. There are certain future trends in social media analytics. And what is next? The AI-powered analytics for deeper insights. Predictive analytics for forecasting engagement trends, real-time tracking and dynamic content adoptions, increasing the importance of video analytics. Now, key takeaways or summary from this chapter would be, a social media analytics is essential for a growth and success. Various tools helps the track engagements, ROI, return on investment, and audience behavior. Data-driven decision-making enhance the marketing effectiveness. Future advancements will further refine analytics capabilities. I hope you all have understood what are the different ways to understand analytical tools and how analytical tools are better to brand to give the best results. Thank you.